This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What are your thoughts, first of all, about all that booing that's going on?
Well, I guess everybody's entitled to their opinion, certainly. Everyone is entitled to feel the way they feel. It's unfortunate, though. National pride is a wonderful thing, and I think that we need to encourage that and not discourage it.
Has there ever been a situation where you have been performing an anthem and there's been booing?
Not for those reasons. I think back in the day, there was every time I would say the word Stars, there would be a boo because of our history with the Dallas Stars. But that was, you know, that was nothing like this.
How surprising was it the first time or so when you heard, because of this tariff war, booing of the U.S. anthem at hockey games at Canadian home cities?
Yeah, I personally have not seen that. Only just a little bit in the media, and so it's unfortunate. It really is. There's so much misinformation out there, I do believe, which is causing this kind of animosity, and it's just not necessary.
I know the NHL has required the anthems be done prior to games. I think since the 1940s or so. How important do you feel the anthems need to be played before the games in the NHL or in any sporting event for that matter?
Well, I think it's very important. I think these are wonderful reminders. I mean, I work in an elementary school right now, and every day these kids stand up and say the Pledge to the Flag. It's a part of our history. It's a part of our heritage. It's also a part of just maintaining, you know, patriotism, maintaining a love for our country. And so I think it's important. You know, I'm prejudiced that way because of my history, but I personally think it's very important that we can continue those types of things.
And how concerned are you that the NHL is considering such a move to do away with the anthems for certain games?
That is concerning, yes. You know, and I'm always a big proponent of not having knee-jerk reactions to, you know, situations, and just give it some time and let it work itself out, especially in a situation like this. I think as time plays on, I think people will begin to see the truth of the entire matter, and it will eventually work its way out.